It's time for another edition of the Eagles Nest Podcast. Here's Dave Friedman with Winthrop coach Pat Kelsey.
Dave Friedman joined now by Eagle men's basketball coach Pat Kelsey. Winthrop in action tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Game time is 6:30 against Greensboro College. We've reached that weird time of the year where basketball intersects with finals. Obviously, the players all semester have been in class preparing for final exams. Your final exam for basketball doesn't come till late February or early March. How do you mesh practices and games with academics this time of year?
Well, the same way you do it all year long, and that's, you know, your academic priorities come first and foremost, and obviously that is even more so this time of year when you're staring down the barrel of a bunch of finals. The good news is for tomorrow, day of game, we don't have a lot of finals. I think we only have one guy on our team that has one, but that's not to say that's not, you know, deep in their minds and on their hearts right now. It is, because you know, when you have three or four over the next 5 or 6 days, that's an extremely stressful time. You've been there. I've been there. I'm sure many, many of the people that are out there listening tonight know what that's like. And be honest with you, I miss my college days. I miss the social aspect and the basketball aspect and all those type of things. But I sure as heck don't miss finals. So I know what the guys are going through. We tried to go a little bit lighter today in terms of the amount of time that we are on the floor, probably an hour and 20, hour and 25 minutes. And, you know, and hopefully guys come out, play well tomorrow, and hopefully get a W. And, you know, then we can really devote all of our attention to their academics and to our finals. We'll be really smart with how we utilize practice over the next 7 or 8 days, and make sure we're giving the proper amount of time off, and we're avoiding the days that are very, very heavy in terms of exams. So that'll be priority number one, priority number two, priority number three, and then basketball will be fourth over the next, like I said, 6-7 days.
We talk a lot about basketball, about scoring points and defending and screens and so forth, but are there academic standouts on this team? Are there guys that you're really proud of the way that they've developed in the classroom?
Well, yeah, you know, we wouldn't have brought them here and recruited them if their academic life and their grades and their next 40 years of their life wasn't really, really important to them. We talk all the time in recruiting about the A's, B's, and C's, you know, academics, basketball, and character, and say it all the time, not that everybody has to be Albert Einstein and everybody has to be 4.0s, and we have quite a few of those on our team, but just that, you know, we really do our due diligence and do our homework to pour into a player's background and to their family. And, you know, is it important to them to earn their degree and to walk across that stage and to get that diploma in May of their senior year? You could go all the way down the line and talk about different guys and things that they've done and accomplished. But, you know, you look at some guys and the growth that they've made throughout their basketball career and their academic career. You know, everybody talks about Keon, about the caliber of player he is, and he's going to be one of the all-time leading scorers in the history of our school. He's preseason player of the year, first team all-conference. But, you know, he's a guy that I've really seen a lot of growth in his academic life. You know, he struggled at times early on in his career, and he's really come on. He's gotten better and better. I think he's had, you know, two of the best academic semesters of his entire life, the last two, and something that I'm really proud of him. But there's, you know, ton of guys. Mitchell Hill's a 4.0. Hunter Sadlon's up 4.0. Anders Broman is practically a 4.0. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are stellar academic students. But what I'm more concerned with and most concerned with, whether you're a 4.0 or you're a 2.4, is that you pour your heart and soul and into your academic life and you take care of business and you work as hard as you can.
When you recruit players to Winthrop, obviously you talk about the Coliseum and the history of the program and your program and what you're trying to mold it to be and the success you've had. From an academic standpoint, when kids come and they look at Winthrop and they think about Winthrop, what does the school have to offer? What can you sell in that regard?
Well, you know this. You've been around here a long time. You know, the caliber of a degree from Winthrop is very, very powerful, and it opens up doors in this part of the country in a big way. And, you know, the thing that I think is most attractive is the size of the school, first and foremost. You know, when you're sitting in the living room and you're talking to parents and a recruit during a home visit, and, you know, you could talk about the student-to-teacher ratio being very small. The average class size is, you know, 17, 18 kids. So, you know, you're not going into your freshman business class or freshman psychology class in an auditorium with 423 other students where the teacher doesn't know your name, you're just kind of the last four digits of your social security number, or there's a teacher's assistant teaching the class and the professor is in his office doing research or writing a book. You get a very individualized personal education here. And, you know, sometimes this isn't the best news for the recruit or the kids sitting in the living room, but the parents like to hear this. If you happen to not be in class that day, that teacher's going to know it in about 2 minutes, and I'm going to find out about 6 seconds after that class is over. And like I said, you're not a social security number. You're Mitch Hill, or you're Freddie Poole, or you're Keon Johnson, and they know your name. And they invest in each student-athlete, the individualized attention that you get with a class size as small as it is and an enrollment of 5,500, 6,000 is – you can leave class, go get something to eat, walk over to your teacher's office hours and sit down, and that teacher will pour into that individual student and spend as much time as that student needs to get on top of things or to get a better understanding of the material that was covered that day. And that's a tribute to our faculty. Our faculty is phenomenal, and they work really hard to make it an individualized attention, and that's something that I think is very, very attractive to parents. And then, you know, obviously our proximity to Charlotte and the opportunity for business relationships and internships and networking opportunities in one of the up-and-coming thriving cities in our country is something that's really powerful as well.
Winthrop takes on Greensboro College Tuesday night beginning at 6:30. Pregame on the radio begins at 6 o'clock. We'll talk about the Pride and much more when we come back with Eagle head coach Pat Kelsey on the Winthrop Sports Network.
We hope you're enjoying the Eagles Nest Pod. A friendly reminder, you can get tickets right now. Log on to WinthropEagles.com or call the ticket office at 803-323-2345. If you want to support everything going on in Winthrop Athletics, the Eagle Club would love your support. Call Karen Trunk for all the details at 803-323-2129, extension 6224. And don't forget, you can watch a ton of Eagle athletic events on the Big South Network. That's BigSouthSports.com. Basketball games air on the radio on 104.1 The Bridge. Thanks for checking out the pod.
Now back to the Eagles Nest Podcast.
Welcome back. Dave Friedman with you, joined now by Eagle head coach Pat Kelsey. It's Winthrop and Greensboro coming up on Tuesday night at 6:30. On Saturday, the team played at Dayton, a place that you're very familiar with. You grew up knowing it's been a really good program for a long time. You've gone back, you've watched the tape, a 16-point loss. What did you learn when you reviewed it?
Well, I think, you know, the two things coming out of that game that we needed to clean up and that we addressed today and that our opponent tomorrow night is really going to test us on is our ability to control the backboard better, both defensive rebounding and going and getting second opportunities ourselves on the offensive end. Two things that we didn't do very well, got out-rebounded by, I think it was 17 or 18, and gave up, you know, 13, 14 offensive rebounds, I believe, which is too much. And then, you know, the other thing is we got to cut back on our turnovers. And a lot of our turnovers have been kind of self-induced and self-forced, if you will. And those are two areas that we got to clean up. And, you know, like I said, Greensboro is the team we play tomorrow night is very, very good in both of those areas. They're turning people over 15 times a game and they're getting 18 offensive rebounds a game. So we're going to be able to get some sort of instant feedback to see how we adjust it and how we got better following the loss of Dayton. Hey, at the end of the day, you know, I'm watching the tape for about the fourth time early this morning, and you know, you pause the tape, I think at the 8:13 mark left in the game, and we're right there. I mean, it's a 4-point game. I think it was 56-52 or 57-52 or something like that. And we even had the ball, and you know, during that stretch, I think they scored on 7 or 8, opened up the lead a little bit, and that was sort of all she wrote. But I think our guys put ourselves in a position, you know, to win the game. We just got to finish it by getting stops and rebounding the ball.
When you talk about turnovers that are self-induced, why is that, or how do you stop that from happening?
You know, you just you address your decision-making, and, you know, you address it in practice. You know, sometimes it's just trying to put a square peg in a round hole. You're trying to do too much when nothing's there. Sometimes it's a matter of just simplifying your game and you know, like Coach Prosser used to say, just do what the game tells you. And trying to keep things simple instead of trying to hit a grand slam on one play or on a catch. And it's hard to hit a grand slam when nobody's on base. You know, sometimes you want to hit a single and bunt a guy over and, you know, get a good at-bat and walk somebody. You got two guys on, get a sacrifice play. You know what I mean? Just keep it a little bit more simple. Two of the teams that we've played this year that are top 10 in the country in forcing turnovers are Manhattan and Florida State, and those are the two games this year that we had our best assist to turnover ratio. So a lot of the other teams that we've played against, you know, Dayton isn't really a pressure denial team. New Hampshire, for instance, they're more of a contain type team that's not out in passing lanes. And you know, some of our more significant turnover games came in games like that when I think we were just trying to force the issue when nothing's there. So that's something that we got to clean up.
One other interesting stat is you love the get out and go fast break. Now, don't take forced bad shots, but when you can get a numbers advantage to take it, and you don't have any fast break points in the last 3 games. Is that just playing a really high level of competition, or is there something else going on?
No, I mean, it's not that we've put the brakes on and we've decided we're not going to push the ball. Some of it is, you know, the opponent that you're playing and the style of play and kind of how the flow of the game goes. But no, by no stretch is our philosophy changed in any way, shape, or form. We want to obviously push the ball really hard and get easy baskets as much as possible.
Greensboro, the Pride, are 3-2. They put up 100 a few days ago. What sort of challenge do they pose?
Yeah, it's what I talked about earlier. I mean, they're really they play a very, very aggressive style. They're a very athletic team. They want to speed you up. They want to create offense with their defense by turning you over. You know, they're not a team that's going to walk the ball up the floor. They're not going to run long, drawn-out possessions. They're going to play a very fast attacking style. And they crash the offensive glass really, really hard as well. Everything they do is about being the aggressor. They want to speed you up defensively, and they want to, you know, attack you on the offensive end. So, like I said earlier, it'll be a good test for us, because the two things that I think we struggled with the most at Dayton and maybe the last 4 or 5 games was, you know, taking care of the ball and being better securing the glass and being better on the backboard, and they're going to really test us in both those areas.
Winthrop and Greensboro, Tuesday night at 6:30. For Pat Kelsey, I'm Dave Friedman. We'll talk to you next time on the Winthrop Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Eagles Nest Podcast. The pod is a production of the Winthrop Sports Network.